This is Virginia Reloaded, presented by Gun Owners of America, fighting for your rights in the Commonwealth and beyond.
Happy Saturday! I am back from my vacation, if you can call it a vacation, because I ended up working a lot because Biden knew I was going on vacation and dropped a bunch of stuff. We're going to get into all of that tonight. My name is John Crump. I am the Virginia Director of Gun Owners of America, Washington's only no-compromise gun lobby. This is a Virginia-centric show, but tonight we're going to be doing more on some national stuff. More than usual, I should say. We always cover national stuff, but it's mostly Virginia. We do fight for your rights in the Commonwealth and beyond, and tonight is the and beyond section. I am joined tonight by my co-host, and... oh, I can't see who's saying what. I take vacations, but whatever. No, not really. I am joined by my co-host, Scott Ayers, better known as Silverback, from Gorillas and Guns on YouTube. How are you doing, Scott? How was your week?
Wasn't too bad. A little hectic. You know, been a long week at work, so probably a little bit longer for you because you tried to take vacation. But
yeah.
Other than that, I'm doing pretty good, John.
I was in conference calls while waiting in long lines. At Disney. So, but it all worked out. Gave me something to do. Got to hang out with the family a little bit. Got to do a lot of research, talk to some people about stuff going on, strategized and planned. But before we get into all that, I want to thank Control Pew, Fudbusters, and a few other MAF because they sent me something really, really cool. And it's this right here. You might not know what this is. Let's see if I can get it in focus. Boom. Open it up. Check this out. ATF. It's a ATF 8 ball.
Oh, nice.
And it gives you stuff like, if you can't see it, if you're on the audio only version, it's an 8 ball with the ATF logo on it. And it gives you answers like, do you intend it to be? Let's see, some other stuff in here. It's like, it is legal, but not illegal. Or it is legal, or it's not illegal, but not legal. That's what it is.
That sounds like something the ATF would come out with.
Brace yourself, which is very, you know, critical at this point. And a bunch of other stuff. It's really cool. Control right Pew, if you search Control Pew, it's right on there. Thank you, Control Pew. Matt from Fudbusters and MAF. And with that, I will find a place for it. It's probably... I'll put it right here. Yes. Let me just show it out. Boom. So it's going to be right back there. I just moved my Boogaloo magazine over a little bit from KAE. And now I got to get something for the other side. So, yes. Oh, I got my patches over there, so that works. They just fell over. All right. So, you want to get into the gun of the day?
Yeah, let's go for it.
All right. Do you want to start with yours or mine first?
Whatever's clever, man.
All right. Let's just bring it up, and we'll just go from when I just click on a random tab here. Let's see. Who's going to come up first? All right, that would be mine.
There you go. I like that little stand. That's pretty neat.
Yeah, the little stand's made by HP Industries. They're really cool people. Very cool people. They make very, very high-quality stands for, like, pistols, you know, you name SIGs, Glocks, whatever, Berettas. They also make it for ARs and other stuff. If you're on Facebook and you want us to know who you are, you have to click that little button to give Facebook permission to send your Facebook name. Or it just shows up like this. I'll show you. Facebook user. So I don't know who you are. So we have to click that little thing. Okay. About this firearm, and if you're on the audio-only version, you can't see this. But I made the lower. The lower is... courtesy of Defense Distributed, made on the Ghost Gunner 3 here. Also, that's a metal grip as well. And a SB Tactical SBA 3 brace. I know my history with SB Tactical is not that good, but I don't think their stuff should be illegal.
Right.
And the upper is, and the stuff is actually pretty good anyway. And the upper is a Aero Precision 7.5 inch 223. All right. Thank you for the welcome back, Putain Clan. Yes, you guys made me work. I was talking to Eric Pratt before we get into your gun. And I was like, man, I was like, it always happens when I go on vacation. He's like, yep, it drives my wife crazy every time I go on vacation because something always happens. And I'm like, yeah. So we're in the same situation here. But
Yep.
Yeah, I'm fighting for your rights and mine. I don't do it out of the kindness of my heart. I want to protect my rights as well. Mm-hmm. Is the reason why I do it. And my kids' rights, of course. All right, that was mine. So let's go ahead and see yours. And this is yours. Tell us about your gun here.
Well, that is a PSA. The whole thing is all made by PSA, except for obviously the shockwave brace on there and the two sights and the red dot there. The red dot was just some free one I got off of Amazon for doing a review. But yeah, the rest of it's all PSA. It takes the Glock mags. It's a 9mm, and I believe it's a 10-inch barrel on there with the nice flash hider. I guess it's also what it does is kind of pushes the noise away from you. So it's it kind of looks like a can from this angle, but it's not a can.
Yeah, I talked to KAK, which is the company that sells, markets the Shockwave. They don't make it, but they market it. They are the sole distributor of the Shockwave. Yeah, so I talked to them. They're a pretty cool company.
Yeah. See, now this one is the first version with has the set pin in it. I did have to put some Loctite in that set pin, the little set screw, because it kept on backing off on me, and it would collapse all the time on me. So after I put a little bit of Loctite in there and got it adjusted right where I want it, it's been staying put. But I like the 2.0 version a lot better, because once you put it where you want it, and you can adjust it as you go if you want, but once you put it where you want it, it stays there. You ain't got no set screw to mess with on that one.
Yeah, I don't like the set screw.
Yeah.
But if you look at everything that Biden wants to do, this brace might be not exactly kosher in my 80%er. Might not be exactly kosher either. Mm-hmm. We're going to get into the Biden executive actions. Like I said, this show is mostly about Virginia, but every once in a while, the national topics bleed over into the Commonwealth. So if you're not from Virginia, this is going to be a good show for you to watch, because we're going to be talking a lot about stuff that's going to affect you. Let's start out with the question of the day. What is Gun Owners of America going to do about the Biden plan? Well, once they put everything into a motion, if everything gets passed the way they want it to, if the ATF makes up all these dumb regulations, then according to Eric Pratt, who is the Senior Vice President of Gun Owners of America, and to everyone else, and I truly believe this because I was on all the conference calls, we will spare no expense to defeat Biden's anti-gun plan. Mm-hmm. No expense. We are in it to win this, and we will not give up. We will fight.
Yep. So everybody out there listening, please take some time to donate, because This fight is going to be a huge one, and it's definitely not free. I mean, there's going to be a lot of expenses involved, so whatever you can do to pitch in and help, much appreciated.
DJ Play Nice says, remember, actions are not orders. That right. is correct. But also, actions is a little bit more of a gray area than orders. There's a little bit less rules surrounding actions. So actions and orders are not the same. I believe neither one of them are constitutional. But
no, definitely not.
I believe actions are a little bit less constitutional.
Well, the actions aren't as big as the orders either, because the actions don't get written down in some federal thing.
Federal like Register.
The yeah, the Federal Register, right, like the orders do. So yeah. The actions don't take as much precedent as orders.
Yeah, but in this case, there it's pretty damning what they are going to do. Because the ATF has already, with the bump stock thing, shown right. that they're willing to redefine rules to ban mm-hmm. certain items, which GOA has a history of winning cases on the bump stock thing now. And yep. The same lawyers will be arguing pistol braces or 80%.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about what the orders will do. The first one, within 30 days... the ATF has to come out with new guidelines that they're going to put out to make people go through background checks on like 80%, which we already knew was coming.
Mm-hmm.
And not only that, I have a good feeling what they're going to do. Call it a little sneaking suspicion that they've been working on this for 2 years and they're ready to go. In fact, they had 60 people. They had 60 people from the industry on a conference call to hear the industry's concerns.
Mm-hmm.
From a lot of people on the call, they said it's a dog and pony show. They didn't really care what we had to think. And looking at it, I don't think they did. I think it was just that a dog and pony show. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Cody Glasses sneaking suspicion. LOL. Yeah, yeah, that was closed door session within for the past 2 years, and only certain people were allowed in, and they made sure to keep it off the record as much as possible. I don't know where we get that from, but that's what I think. Just call it a sneaking suspicion, like I said. So they have 30 days to come up with once again, if you're on Facebook, I can't tell you who you are unless you give Facebook permission. In the bottom of the description, there's a link that you can click that would give Facebook permission to pass on your name. This is what I think they're going to do. I think they're going to push the European standard, which means you're going to have to serialize the frame, the bolt, like the slide, possibly in the barrel.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're going to go with. That is basically the same thing as what Europe does. And it also yep. brings us into accordance with a UN treaty that was passed a long time ago that we've always said, yeah, we're not going to obey it because it's stupid to serialize all these things. That's right. Why if you get a Glock, like everything's serialized.
Yeah, I have an SKS and everything on that serialized too. The stock, the bolt, the barrel, everything.
Yeah, well, basically what they want to do is consider everything a firearm, so everything would need to be serialized. So if you go to buy like a gun part, like a barrel yep. or something, you're going to have to go through a background check. You're going to buy this part, you're going to have to go through a background check. And that right. is one of the things that they have wanted to do for a long time, but never had the political capital to do that. Mm-hmm. Now they feel, the ATF feels, they have the political capital to do that. And they have the backing of the Biden administration. If you don't recall, for MLN, I wrote an article back in November where I talked about the Biden transition team meeting mm. with the ATF. And the ATF yep, said, these are the that. Two things we want to go after. Ghost guns, which is a stupid term, but that's the term they used. And 80%, not 80%, pistol braces. Yep, 3D printer is a great way to make a dollar. Yeah, I have a 3D printer going in the next room, actually. DJ playing Heist. All
right. Right on.
So that's what they wanted to do for a long time. And that's what they're doing now. They're going to try to have everything as everything that they can be serialized.
Yeah. So, you know, I think to counteract this, maybe everybody who's a gun owner should become an FFL.
I don't know about that, man. I mean, I gave up my FFL because you give them rights to come into your house.
Yeah.
And I was like,
You were saying, but then you don't have to go through all those background checks every time you need to buy something.
You still do.
Yeah. Every time. So, like a gunsmith who's repairing a gun has to go through a background check to buy something to repair the gun with.
Yeah, you're going to have to.
Every time you buy a part. That's ridiculous.
Yeah. Basically, I mean, I piss off the ATF on so many occasions that me having an FFL would just give them another way to put a target on my back. So, yeah. It's not good. So yeah. I got rid of my FFL because of that.
Right. Really, really what needs to happen is you know, nobody needs to comply. And if nobody complies, then they will get the message that they are wrong and that we are not going to stand for it. And I mean, what are they going to do? Arrest everybody?
No.
I mean, it's not going to happen.
Well, it kind of worked with prohibition where no one complied.
Right. Yeah, you know, we just got to get up there and do the same thing and send that message. That's all there is to it.
Yeah. Jason King, it wasn't Biden, it was members of his team that met with him back then, his transition team. Yeah, it's going to be very interesting. But that is what they want to do with ghost guns. I say ghost guns jokingly because what the hell is a ghost gun? It was a made-up term by some California politician at a news conference, an off-the-cuff thing, and they said, hey, let's go ahead and grab onto that.
Yeah. Ooh, the ghost guns are going to send the mystery machine out to your house, and Scooby and Shaggy are going to come out and take
Peter
the gun from you.
Peter Venkman's going to show up at your door with Egon.
Yeah. And Slimer.
Slimer, yeah. Okay. The second thing that they want to... Matt Dust Cowboy makes a good point. I'll get to that in a second. The second thing they want to do is give the ATF 60 days to come up with regulations on pistol braces. We've all seen this before.
Right.
And they're going to try to change the definition definition of them to a stock and give you an opportunity to register them as an NFA firearm.
Which, so is it going to be like a few months ago when they tried to do this thing, and are they going to give everybody the waiver of the fee for registering them as an NFA item?
I would suspect, but there's no guarantee that they're going to do that.
Right.
But I would suspect that would be the case. Here's the thing, though. What does registration always lead to?
Confiscation.
Registration leads to confiscation. I would rather the government not know what I have. And they're pushing this stupid thing, concealable assault weapon.
Yeah, I mean... Okay, so this all is stemming from that guy out in Colorado, okay, who there's no way he was concealing what he had, for one, because he came out of the store shirtless, you know, so I'm pretty sure he went into the store shirtless.
But people saw him walking across the parking lot with it.
Right, and he wasn't concealing anything. And, okay, so it's a little smaller for sure, but it's that's still something that's going to be very hard to conceal. And, you know, the guy bought the gun, passed a background check, what, just a couple weeks before? And he probably just wound up with that out of coincidence because that was the only thing they had in the store to offer him at the time.
Yeah, and if he's gonna go murder people, why wouldn't they just? Why wouldn't he just stick a stock on there? Why would he say, "Oh, I can't. Right. I gotta get a pistol brace because a stock is illegal to put on there. I'm gonna go kill a bunch of people, but I don't want that NFA charge."
Right. The only other thing I can think of why the guy would have had that was that it was a setup, so they could push this since they failed a few months ago. You know, but that's just a theory.
Yeah, I'm not going that far.
Right.
If you're listening to this, that was not a GOA member pushing a conspiracy.
No.
Or a GOA employee pushing a conspiracy. No, I mean, I'm not going to say that it wasn't just a nut job. In fact, I know an ATF agent that was out there, and basically he very, very, not ATF, FBI agent.
Yeah.
And he's very pro-gun, and he was like, the dude is
he's a mental case. Right, and like I said, he just wound up with that setup just out of chance. That's it, pure chance. Because like I said, you know, with the number of background checks going up every month, the store probably didn't have much to offer. So, you know, he just ended up with that. You know, not on purpose, you know.
Exactly. Cody Glass says we need to ban knives after the murder on Capitol Hill. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm sure if they get guns, they will go after knives.
Yeah. And then cars, because, you know, that guy killed the cop with the car, too.
Yeah. Biden says no amendment is absolute. Yeah. So, in the spirit of that, I'm not going to pay my income tax because it's not absolute.
Right.
And
if no amendments are absolute, then nothing in the government is absolute.
Yeah. So I'm not going to pay my income tax because, you know, I don't really like that amendment. And I'm going to petition Virginia to stop letting people vote for senators and let me pick senators because, hey.
It's the right thing to do.
It's the right thing to do because no amendment is absolute.
That's right.
Oh, and I guess we can ban abortion now because they claim that. You know, so yeah, there we go. So we're going to do that too. Yeah, you know, it's very interesting. DJ Play Knife says brief prices haven't spiked yet. I don't think they will because if you're going to be forced to get a stock anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the thing. If you don't register it, you're going to be guilty of violating the NFA if they get their way. So how about this? If you're guilty of violating the NFA, why not just go ahead and drill the third hole? It's the same penalty, right?
Right.
So, machine guns for everyone.
That's what I'm talking about.
I do think 3D printing is going to be a way for us to fight back against this.
Yeah.
You know, one more felon stamp and I get a free milkshake. Awesome. Putain clan. Yeah. It's really, really ridiculous. So with all that going on, they're going to go after braces. They're going to go after 80%. There will be a comment period, at least for the brace thing. And probably for the 80% thing.
Hmm.
And I know a lot of people say it's not going to do a lot of good. And in this case, it might not.
Yeah.
But we're going to need to blow up that comment section. Go on record and get that out there. Mm-hmm. We're already drafting things to say at GOA. We're already setting up everything. We're getting ready to go to battle because this is a war for our gun rights. Biden has declared war on the Second Amendment. So we have to start going after them. And when they put out the comments period, it's probably going to be 2 weeks. And they're probably going to drop it on a Friday like they usually do. And it's probably going to be near a holiday, maybe Memorial Day, maybe 4th of July, but something like that. It's going to have a holiday in there because that's the way they always do it to try to cut it back. Nebraska GOA rep. Right now, we don't have a specific guy for Nebraska. We have a guy named Mike Census. If you want to contact me, I'll get you in contact with him. He's covering Nebraska. I still got to get back to your guy. It's just been insanely busy. We have a possible Arizona guy and a possible Ohio guy that we are looking at. But, yeah. So we're going to need everyone out there to blow up the comment section. Keep an eye out. If go to gunownersaction.org, gunownersaction.org. And you can sign up for our mailing list there, and it will send you different actions that you can take and when this all comes out. Because when it drops, we're probably not going to have a lot of time. DJ Polina, hit me up, man. I'm serious. Hit me up. So we got to get people ready for that because it's going to come. There's going to be holidays. They're going to be everything. They're going to always do it to get the least amount of comments. But if we can make a good push, we might be able to back them off a little bit.
Right. And it doesn't take long to make a comment. You can do it from your phone. You can do it from your computer, wherever. It doesn't matter where you're at. You could be on vacation. It only takes a few minutes to make that comment. And I definitely like to see a hell of a lot more comments this time around than the last time around. And even whether you agree with having a pistol brace or like pistol braces or not, it's really not about the pistol braces so much as it is about our Second Amendment and our freedoms. Because once they take one thing, you know, you give them an inch, they take a mile, and then they carry on and keep taking those miles until eventually you run out of road and you have nothing left.
Yeah, and basically all this is a payback. Mm-hmm. It's a quid pro quo because Biden is really, really good at that, you know?
Yep.
Ask the people at Burisma. Biden is really good at the quid pro quo type stuff. Okay, so those are the two executive actions that he took. And there, he also nominated a guy for ATF director. And his name is David Chipman.
Yeah, this guy is dangerous.
Yeah. Basically, this would be like the government going to the Pope and telling the Pope, hey, you write the regulations for abortions.
Yeah. Yep, going to a very anti-gun guy to write regulations on firearms, right? Yep.
Okay, let's go back a little ways to the Waco siege where 80 people lost their lives in a fire because the ATF hit flammable gas into a building and it caught on fire and killed 80 people and kids. Mm-hmm. David Chipman, after that happened, he was there. He still believed in the raid. And not only was he there, he was so proud of his actions on the day in Waco that he took a picture on the smoking rubble while they were still recovering bodies. So there's bodies of kids, the kids that he claims that he cares about so much,
right,
buried under rubble, burned from their actions, and yet he decided he wanted to take a picture on top of the rubble. Ruby Ridge is also in his resume.
I wonder if he's the one that took the shot that killed the wife.
Or the kid.
Or the kid, right.
Over a sawed-off shotgun that they couldn't even prosecute Randy Reaver because it was entrapment.
Mm-hmm.
the ATF pushed them and pushed them and pushed them. They kept on saying no, no, no until he finally gave in. So they were creating a criminal there. And yep, those were yep. two of his actions, man.
Like I always say, if you want someone to screw up a situation 100 times worse than it could ever be screwed up, you send in the ATF.
Well, here's the thing. They went into the Branch Davidian compound because they thought they were making machine guns. What is up, right. Nick Torres? They weren't making machine guns. And then all of a sudden it changed to child abuse. And the ATF was like, oh, you know, they were child abusers. It's like, when does the ATF investigate child abuse?
Right,
what happened to the original?
Yeah, see, well, what I heard, what threw up the red flag to the ATF was that there was an order of 100 empty grenade shells that were being shipped to the Branch Davidian compound.
Yeah.
I don't know how true that is, but...
Yeah, they used to sell them at gun shows.
Yeah. So originally that's what drew their attention to them. Then I guess they found out that they had purchased several hundred guns over a couple of months span of time. And
which is not illegal.
Right. Nope. Not illegal.
And they said, well, they're converting into machine guns. No evidence.
Right.
Besides a word of one guy. And when they found nothing illegal, they're like, oh, they're a child abuser. So look over there. Maybe they were child abusers, but that's not the point. The point is the ATF doesn't investigate child abuse.
All right, right.
The original stuff was wrong. It was fake. There's no evidence.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, the fact that they had no evidence, I think, is really what led them to try to make something else up to give them the, I guess, get them the warrant or whatever to go in and lay siege to the place like they did.
Then Chipman later, years later, claimed that the Branch Davidians shot down two Texas National Guard helicopters with 50 cal Barrett, which never happened.
Yeah.
No helicopters were ever shot down.
Right.
I guess he was with Hillary Clinton when she got shot up by snipers, too.
Mm-hmm. So not only is this guy an avid Constitution hater, he's also a liar.
Oh, he's a very big liar. Okay, let's get into his background a little bit after the ATF. After, Richard Maunder says, so to save the kids from being abused, the ATF burned the kids. Yes.
Yep.
After he got out of the ATF, he went... And he worked for every town for gun safety as an advisor.
Mm-hmm.
Before working for Giffords as an advisor.
Yeah, he was with Giffords for quite a while, wasn't he?
He was with Giffords until he got nominated. He still is, I think.
Okay, yep.
Yeah. And Matt, it was more like 80.
Yeah.
But yeah, he was with Giffords for a while as their advisors. I became aware of him working with them back in 2017 before the brace thing was an issue and no one really cared about braces. And in 2000, like nationally, like the big time politicians, like president and stuff, he was the one who started going after braces back in 2017 when Giffords first put out their letter about braces. He was the one that pushed them. So, yeah. So he's been against braces for a very long time. And we're going to have a lot of help defeating this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Because Manchin says he's going to vote for him.
Oh, boy.
So we're going to have to push on Manchin very hard and other people very hard.
Mm-hmm.
This guy is the most anti-gun person ever nominated to any position.
Right. And he claims, you know, oh, I'm a gun owner, but I don't believe, you know, people should have certain kinds of guns, you know, because certain kinds of guns are more lethal than other kinds of guns. I mean, where's the logic in the sense in that?
It's not. He is a narcissist, and he believes what is good for me is not good for thee.
Right.
That's basically what he comes down. It comes down to. He's former law enforcement, so he believes that law enforcement have some godly ability to use guns, and they're the only ones that should be allowed to have this. If you're former law enforcement, then you should, you're A-okay to have these, but the normal public, no. It's basically setting up two different standards for people. And that's not right. No one should be able to decide that you should not be able to have a firearm. It is your God-given right. In fact, the first 10 amendments of the Constitution is known as the Bill of Rights. And it's not that the government is giving you this rights. It's the government is acknowledging that you have these rights from your creator. Whatever you believe in, whoever you believe the creator is, that's who gives you these rights. Yes, Cody Glass says he's basically saying that Elio's or John Wick.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically. It's freaking ridiculous. So we got to defeat this guy. We have to push back very, very hard against him, because we thought Beto O'Rourke was going to be bad, but this guy is terrible. Yeah,
way worse than Beto. Beto's all talk. This guy, I think he'll actually move on it, because he so firmly, like you said, he's a narcissist, and he so firmly believes that he's right.
Yeah. It basically, if you look at him, he looks like a narcissist. Yeah, it's
especially if smiling in that picture, you know, like, oh yeah, I just burned all these people's, you know. Yay. Oh boy. We're in for it, really. We're in for a big fight. Putain Clan wants to know who we need to contact against his confirmation.
Right now, everyone, especially Manchin, we got to flip Manchin back. We have to work against him, and also Health and Human Services. I can't even believe I'm saying this. We have to work against the Health and Human Services nominee, because they nominated another anti-gun person for that to push against guns, because they want to make guns a health issue. So they nominated an attorney for Health and Human Services, which usually goes to a freaking doctor.
Right, and what does an attorney know about people's health?
He doesn't know about anything about people's health.
Right.
But he's very anti-gun, and they want to make guns a health issue.
That's another thing that I never understood, is how are firearms even related to health in any circumstance? You know, yeah, sure, they can end your life. Okay, well, no, they can't. The person behind them can, but, you know, it's a tool that will help end your life or somebody's life, which I guess is part of your health, you know, because you can't have health if you're not alive. But in no way, shape, or form, firearms have nothing to do with health. You know, I believe that. I don't believe that they have anything to do with health.
Yeah, DJ Play Nice put up the Capitol switchboard, and that number, if you're listening on audio only, is 202-224-3121. 202-224-3121. Call your rep, call your senators, call everyone at the number, call other people's senators. Make sure that you go ahead and make sure that you call them and tell them that you do not support Chipman as the ATF director.
Yes. I urge everybody to call. Everybody.
I mean, I'm surprised that they haven't nominated Shannon Watts as the ATF director.
Right. I don't know. This guy's probably worse than she is, you know, because he already worked for the ATF before.
Yeah, he's the one that actually probably advises Shannon Watts, because that's his whole career, is advising anti-gun organizations on how to violate your rights.
Mm-hmm. Yep, same guy who said he believes that AR should be regulated just like machine guns.
He also calls them assault rifles.
Yeah.
And he knows the difference.
Mm-hmm.
He knows the difference, but he also knows that it confuses people.
Right. Yeah, I mean, you got to have tactics. If you want to win, you got to have some kind of tactics, you know, that will pull the wool over people's eyes. You know, I mean, you have to play nice and look good in front of the crowd that you're trying to please, you know?
Yeah, this is definitely a pay for play.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if Bloomberg gave a lot of money or who gave a lot of money, but someone gave a lot of money to get these people in there.
Yeah, there's quite a few that probably gave a lot of money, I'm sure, and probably made the suggestion, here's this money. I'm suggesting you do this with this person.
Exactly. So we're going to get all this, the ghost gun stuff with quotation marks, ghost guns, the unfinished frames and receivers. We're going to get that stuff probably within the next 30 days. It's probably going to drop on a Friday, like I said.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they're going to try to go to the European standard where they serialize basically everything and everything becomes a firearm. I see that happening within the next 30 days. We're going to have to push back against hard against that. And then within 60 days will be the pistol braces. And they've already done the pistol brace stuff. So they know what to expect. And we're going to have to push even harder than before.
Much, much.
Then if that doesn't work, we will sue. I know there's a couple big YouTubers trying to get on our lawsuit. I'm trying to get on our lawsuit. We're lining up everything right now. I've already talked to our lawyers every day since I think Tuesday when we first knew something was coming out. And our super lawyer, Rob Olson, who is my personal attorney, one of my personal attorneys, and also GOA's chief legal counsel, and I expect you not to treat me like I treated you on my vacation when I go on vacation. But we will get everything out there. We will get everything out. When that political article dropped, my phone went freaking crazy. It was like reporters calling because I reported on it back in November. It was YouTubers calling, trying to get the inside source. Other journalists calling, trying to get the inside source. I'm like, dude, I'm on vacation. I'm in Disney World. They're like, you didn't know this was coming this week? I was like, no, I didn't know this was coming this weekend.
All right. It was just announced a couple days ahead of time. I mean, you were already gone on vacation when they announced that they were going to come up with this, you know, scheme.
Well, I knew it was coming.
Right.
I thought it was next week. I would have put money on next week.
Yeah, but I think maybe the pressure that the rest of the Democrats are putting on him for gun control probably made them move it up a little sooner, I'm sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I definitely knew. I knew it was coming. Also, you don't need to get arrested to have standing to sue over a law. I'm just throwing that out there. You don't need to get arrested. So don't go out and get arrested for that.
Right.
Cody says they probably knew my schedule. It wouldn't surprise me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't want to go stirring the pot too much, you know, before you go fighting it, because then if they start arresting people for these sort of things, they're just kind of showing everybody, okay, look, these are bad people, and they have bad, nefarious things. So we, you know, this is why we want to get them off the streets or whatever, you know. So I think the best course of action is just to play it cool and make the contacts, and you know, let's let things play out and see where they go from there. You know, we got a lot of good people on our side and doing the right thing, so you know, let's let the wheels of motion go first before we start stirring the pot too much.
Plus, we want to pick where we file suit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for example, we wouldn't want to file in like the fourth circuit, because that would be bad. And that's where the government would like us to file, but that's not where we want to file.
Right.
I'm not going to say where we want to file or what we are going to file on or anything like that, but it's not the fourth, and I'm pretty sure they know that, because the fourth right now has the most liberal judges than any other circuit in the country.
Mm-hmm. How about the court packing thing? I heard a little bit about that, and I really didn't dive too much into it. Have you looked into any of that?
Yeah, Biden is basically setting up a exploratory commission to look into court packing.
Mm-hmm.
No, the fourth is Maryland, Virginia, and a couple other states. So they're looking into court packing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what exactly that means. I'm not sure anyone really knows what that means. People can have a bunch of conjecture on what that means. I mean, it could be a couple different things. Biden could decide, hey, I do want to have the courts packed. Right now they don't have the votes to do that.
Right.
So I don't, like, even if they get rid of the filibuster, I think they're going to be two votes short. And if they don't get rid of the filibuster, then they are way short of packing the court. So it could be also Biden trying to appease the far left of his party.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Which is probably more of the case. But if they had the votes to do it, I think it would be a lot more serious. We do have to say the filibuster, though. That's one thing.
Yes.
We definitely do have to save the filibuster.
Well, I didn't bring it down here. I got an envelope today from the GOA about saving the filibuster.
Yeah, because if they flip a Manchin, then they would definitely change the rules, and yep, the court will definitely be packed.
Oh, yeah, and then we'll have a predominant party in our government for a very, very long time.
It would be almost impossible. It would be a predominant ideology.
Yep.
It would be to the point of no return.
Mm-hmm. Most definitely. And we would seriously be in some sort of real trouble then, you know. You can just kiss basically that no amendment and an absolute thing would become true if that is the case.
It would kill checks and balances.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We kill the balance of power.
I mean, and it's already halfway there with the one party majority. So,
yeah, the courts is where we're going to have to lean on heavily. And they know that. Mm-hmm. So that's why they want to get rid of the filibuster, so they can pack the courts.
Right.
So they can pass their unconstitutional thing and do whatever they want. The filibuster, I mean, the court packing is something that's been talked about a lot.
Yeah.
but it hasn't been done since like pre-Civil War.
Right.
Like, even Roosevelt couldn't get it done, and he really wanted to do it.
Yep. Yeah. If they have the majority in the courts, no filibuster, plus the majority in the government like they have now, I mean, they'll be able to just come up with something and it'll go through, no problem.
We'll be in a dictatorship.
Yep.
More than a republic.
Yep. Yeah, and speaking of dictators, Mr. Executive orders are only actions of dictators. How many has he signed?
More than anyone else in history for the time period.
So was he forewarning us that he was going to be a dictator? Is that what it is?
I don't think he has power. I don't think it's him that's in control.
Yeah, somebody's, pulling the strings.
I think there's someone pulling the strings. A lot of people think it's Kamala Harris. I don't think it's Kamala Harris. I think there's someone behind the scenes.
And what's up with Kamala Harris giggling like a little schoolgirl after every sentence?
I have no idea. I've noticed that.
I mean, like giddy. And I mean, what is up with that? I mean, is she on some kind of medication or something? Or is she just not all there, which I'm pretty sure she's not all there, but
I don't think she's quite ready for prime time, but yet they thrust her into prime time.
Right.
So that's what I think. My question is, I bet John Voorhees, I bet Biden would pass an executive order if where he could sniff anyone. Oh, but I do want to talk about something that is Virginia.
Edibles.
Yeah, Pacific, before you get off here.
All right, go for it.
Virginia has basically decriminalized weed.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, they did that a while ago. Now they're making it recreational.
Yeah. And a lot of people were getting excited.
Mm-hmm.
And on a local board, because there's a dispensary that's going to open up next to the mall.
But that's only a medical. You have to have a medical card. They're not in their plans of making it legal in Virginia. They are not going to open up recreational dispensaries until 2024 if everything goes through as they plan.
Yeah, I understand that. But they were getting all excited. Right. And a lot of them were gun owners. And I was like, you might not want to be posting that you're going to go smoke up.
Right.
If you're a gun owner. And
yeah, there's still that 4473 form out there.
Correct. And the FBI considers you, which FBI is the one who does the NICS check, an unlawful user if you have done marijuana within 1 year of filling out that form.
Mm-hmm. All right. So look at this as an example. You remember FPS Russia?
Yep.
That's why he went to jail. Mm-hmm. Firearms and marijuana. That's how the FBI got him.
Yeah. They also got him for distribution because apparently he gave it to his girlfriend and like, oh,
yeah.
He did. And he's like, wait a minute. He's like, distribution is supposed to be for selling.
Right,
Devin specifically says selling.
Right. Yeah, and one of the other more ridiculous things that they said was the reason for them going after him was because he went out wearing a pair of cargo shorts.
Yes.
So that means he was going to pick up weed because he was wearing cargo shorts.
Yeah. So basically what I'm trying to say is even though that it's being decriminalized here, that you are still not allowed to own firearms if you use weed.
Yep, because it's federally illegal still.
Yeah, it's federally illegal. I have seen articles where they said they are removing the pot question from the 4473, but they haven't done that yet.
Right.
In fact, in Hawaii, they sent the letter out to everyone who had a medical marijuana card saying, hey, you got a choice. Turning your medical marijuana card or turning your firearms.
Right. But here's the thing. So even if they do remove that question from the 4473 and it's still federally illegal, does that still make firearms ownership and marijuana mixture illegal?
Yes. Because you can't be on drugs.
Right.
Basically, Slump Dog Armor, he says, if and only if they remove it from the schedule list of federally. And that is true.
Right. And they have marijuana scheduled as the most ridiculous, highest scheduling it could possibly be. And it's not even, you know, in that category as far as what those drugs that are in that category do.
M. Gabriel says, you're not allowed to purchase if you have a medical marijuana card, That is correct.
Right.
That is correct. Because they assume that you, if you have a medical marijuana card, that you are using marijuana. It's right. it's an assumption. But even if they do decriminalize it, in which they did in Virginia, you are still violating the law. Right. Like me, I don't care if you go smoke weed and you own guns. It's none of my business. I don't care. I'm not going to turn you in. But just so you know, so you can make an informed decision yourself, if you are going to do weed, you are technically breaking the law.
Right. Now, that becomes a felony, correct? A federal felony?
That is a federal firearms felony, yes.
But that's big time.
Yeah. that's prison time if you get caught.
Mm-hmm. Better learn how to hold on to the soap.
Yeah, it is the most ridiculous thing in the world. The caregiver's card, if you are not the one receiving the weed, I don't know. I would assume that would be okay. But once again, I am not a lawyer. I did not sleep at a Holiday Inn last night. I slept at the Coronado Springs in Disney World.
Yeah, there you go.
But so don't take my advice. I would check with the lawyer. I can check for you and get back to you. It won't be legal advice, but at least I will check with the lawyer. And it also depends on your state and a bunch of other stuff for like state level laws. But federally, I don't know. I can find out for you. Unless you're the president's son. Yeah. Then you can smoke crack and buy a gun.
Right.
Without violating law.
Something that really is a Schedule One.
The most ridiculous thing about that is, he said, he came out last week and said, you know, that those may be pictures of me smoking crack on the laptop, but I'm not sure. You know what? If someone said, hey, we got pictures of you smoking crack, I'm like, no, you don't.
Right.
I wouldn't be like, oh, maybe not you do. Maybe. I'm not sure.
That's a little incriminating, don't you think? May be me. Yeah. Like, admitting, yes, I do smoke crack.
I can guarantee everyone out there on my life that there's not a single picture of me smoking crack that's not photoshopped before one of your jackasses out there make a Photoshop of it. Photoshop my face on Hunter Biden's body smoking crack or something.
Right.
There is no legit picture of me smoking crack. Don't go deep fake me doing that either.
Yeah, that's the next meme to go viral. John's face pasted on Hunter Biden.
Yeah, do not deep fake me. Yeah, that's a good point. M. Gabriel said, wouldn't a caregiver also be a distributor of the care? I don't know, man.
I don't necessarily think they would be the distributor, because if someone obviously, if they're a caregiver for someone, that someone obviously can't go get it for themselves, you know, and if it was prescribed to them for obvious reasons or whatever, you know, and they have this caregiver, that they're all they are is like a middleman doing what that person themselves can't do. So I really don't think they would be the distributor.
And no, there's no picture of me and Hunter cracking it up.
He said I've seen him.
And no, you have not.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, we've been on for an hour. I am back in Virginia to do God's work and fight the gun grabbers. I got some articles coming out next week. Go to gunowners.org and sign up for a membership. It's very, very important, because we're going to need a lot of money. And I hate to like seem like I'm begging for money, but right, we're going to need a lot of money to fight back against this stuff. It is going to be very hard. Thank you to AEDU. By the way, have you ever watched 2AEDU's videos?
No, I haven't. This is the first time I've ever heard of him. I'm going to have to go check him out.
He does. Like, he does live streams on like Fridays.
Okay.
And incredibly, incredibly smart guy. If you want to comment, it's really hard to get through to him because like he has like hundreds of people in his live stream. But he's a very good guy. Very smart. Very principled. A GOA type creator.
Excellent.
But yeah, everyone should go check him out. 2AEDU is awesome. All right, we're done this week. Scott, tell anyone where they can find you.
Well, you can find me here on YouTube. You can find me on Facebook. You can find me on Patreon. You can find me at my gear at blackswantactical.com. And really, that's about it. Other than that, I'm just kicking around here in Virginia. If you're ever in the area and you find me, don't be afraid to say hi.
I still have your project gun.
That's right.
It's a single shot. It's a single shot, like 1930s shotgun. I got a project for you.
Right.
You know, I was at Disney. By the way, Rise of the Resistance is the most incredible ride ever.
Nice.
You start out. It's like multiple rides. Uh-huh. You take this like shuttle, and then you get on. I guess it must go down in the ground, because when you get on it, it's like out in the field. So, but you know, you're flying through space, you're rocking back and forth, and then it stops. You're like, okay, the ride is over. It's like, well, what's so good about this ride? And then an Imperial officer comes in, and you look outside, you're on a freaking Death Star now, and they have all these stormtroopers, and they have Kylo Ren there and everything, and then they walk you through, and they put you in a cell.
Oh.
And you're like, what the hell's going on? And all of a sudden, like, somebody, a resistance fighter, cuts out the outside of the cell, and then they lead you on, and then, you know, you jump in this other thing, and you're trying to run around it's not a Death Star, it's a Star Destroyer. So you're like driving around the Star Destroyer, going from room to room, trying to escape. And then you're like, all right. Then they finally escape. You're like, all right, the ride's over. And then all of a sudden you get ejected into space, and you're in an escape pod, and you're flying.
That's pretty cool.
It's a very, very long ride, but it is well worth it.
I tell you, when we went down there, we got to go.
Sorry.
We were in Universal Studios. And I don't know if you've been to Universal at all recently, but they have that Transformers ride. That Transformers ride is amazing.
Like, yeah.
You get in that little roller coaster thing, and it takes you around that huge screen and the sound and everything. It really feels like you're in the action. It's great. And it sounds like this one was the same way.
Yeah. Well, the cool thing about it, and sorry for the spoilers, but they actually have live action actors.
Oh, wow.
Which is kind of cool.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah. And plus, you know, it's like multiple. It's like going through a freaking movie.
Yeah, they didn't have that when I was down there, so I didn't get to see that one.
Yeah, it just opened up.
All right,
guys. I'm going to play the outro, and then we are out. And I hit the wrong one. There we go.
This has been Virginia Reloaded. A Gun Owners of America podcast. Tune in weekly for the latest gun news from the Commonwealth and beyond. Check out Gun Owners of America at gunowners.org.